This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Fake news played a role in this election.
Phony stories and fake news.
There is no such thing as fake news. Do you know who determines what fake news is? You and me.
Robert Scott Bell.
There's not going to be a President Donald Trump.
60% of Republicans aren't going to vote for Donald Trump.
CNN projects Donald Trump wins the presidency.
Robert Scott Bell.
The National Institute of Health now calling the Zika virus a pandemic.
How dare you fill my head with such loathsome propaganda?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
The World Health Organization has declared a swine flu pandemic.
Zika virus continues to infect people.
The new respiratory virus called MERS.
SARS killed nearly 300.
A big outbreak of the deadly Ebola virus.
The outbreak spread widely and cannot be contained.
There is such a thing as being too late.
If we do nothing, it's not a matter of if there will be a global pandemic. It's just a matter of when.
Run! It's a virus! What did I tell you people? Yes, I know, that's derogatory. You're not people. What are you? You're not, hopefully you're not lizard people. Because I haven't been sleeping much, Super Don. This could be a dangerous show today. I'm just warning you right now. I've got an emotional hangover. I'm still struggling. With the loss of our good buddy Liam.
I, too, live dangerously.
Yes, you do. Well, every two, 6 days a week on the Robert Scott Bell Show, you live dangerously. I just heard this story, CNN, fanning the flames of the big one. No, not the big earthquake. No, not the big kazoo, whatever that is. But a big, old, bad, old flu pandemic. They just don't want to let it go. My gosh, the fear-mongering is on high right now. I think it's because they think We can now, everybody will fall for it because Liam Sheff is no longer with us, right? He's not there to point out the absurdities and fake news. And well, we still have John Rappaport here, and you can still read official stories by Liam Sheff, so you can figure it out. You can get through this one. The flu pandemic, I've said this, and I'll say it again, the virus is a distraction from global corporations with no allegiance to any nation or state, and including the governments that created them or allowed them to exist. And, their ability to destroy the environment and then blame a virus by polluting it. They pollute it, and it's like, oh, it's a virus. What did we tell you about Zika? Another one of those big scare tactics they got going on up there. All right, next couple hours on the air, we're going to be all over the place, including Dr. Asha Bitar. We're going to do some advanced medicine. This is Sleepy Me on the show today. If you'd like to call in, we had more calls than we have ever had since I've done the show, I think, Super Don. Would you agree yesterday?
It was so impressive. I took a screenshot of it because it was, we had just a complete full board.
Yeah, a memorial to our friend Liam, and people came out. So you know that the phones work. If anybody was thinking it was just for show, you can use them and let us know, or let our Ben on the board know what's going on if you do want to call in. So what are they talking about, this pandemic? Because they're screaming, they're crying, they say it's going to come, there's nothing you can do about it. So what's the point of living? What's the point of going on? What's the point? We should all be in fear all of the time, right? That's what they're saying, isn't it?
In the next 20 years, 30 years, there will be a pandemic. And it will have the potential to bring humanity to its knees.
New strains of influenza are already infecting birds in over 75 countries. And the way we are interacting with the animal world is putting us at risk.
Yeah, they're not lying about that. But what they aren't telling you is what really is the cause of any virus that isn't really the cause of a disease. Destroying the terrain, destroying the environment. Maybe they are telegraphing it, but they're not telling you what to think about it because they think you won't think like I think, like we think here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Give a listen to what they say is causing this. And listen to the evidence of destruction of the terrain.
We encroach on wetlands, so wild birds mix more frequently with domestic poultry. Our food trade is completely globalized, and factory farms are growing in scope and size.
Dude, they just gave it away. Super Don, did you hear that? That guy just gave it away.
Yes.
We're poisoning the planet, we're polluting the planet, and yet we're going to say it's the virus. Fear the pandemic because we're polluting the world we live in. Or on. Fear the virus? How about, you know, mutant pigs? Maybe that's what's going on here.
With all influenzas, there is some critical moment when a virus circulating in one species of, say, birds manages to mutate in a form that allows it to get into, say, pigs. And then from there to spread easily between people. We've seen this over and over. It's going on all the time, right at this moment.
Again, fear-mongering extraordinaire. Pig, dog, flu, bear, human, sail, squail, I don't know, salmon flu. Well, I know there was a seal in there somewhere, but I'm telling you, I can't get to the right words tonight.
What's a squail? I'm not familiar with a squail.
It's a combination.
Is that like a cross between a squid and a whale?
Exactly, a squail.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Yeah, you don't, hey, save the squail, everybody, save the squail. This is the kind of show it's going to be tonight. We're going to have new words that I won't even remember, so Super Don, be prepared to write them down.
That's all right. That's
go
all
to
right.
the no, notes, robertscottbell.com, by the way.
Just so you know, what's going on over at the Catastrophe News Network is they've been highlighting this documentary, this film.
Wait a second, did you say CNN?
This is CNN.
That's the most appropriate stinger for that network.
That's
great.
The one. So they've got this CNN film, this documentary thing that they spread out over like a week called The Unseen Enemy.
It's like Shark Week on CNN, except it's all about viruses.
Yeah, very much so. And it's this film they put out that's talking about epidemics and about how, you know, we need to be worried that there's going to be a pandemic of some sort that's going to wipe out humanity. And it's funny. Just on a kind of a side note, the production company that put this film together is called Vulcan Productions. Now, think about that for a second. Vulcan Productions. Now, I find that ironic that the name of the company is named after a fictional race of people that made an attempt to live by logic and reason. Right? Because if you listen to what they're saying, and you're right. I mean, they pointed out that this big problem we've got is basically the law of the terrain, right?
Yep.
We're wiping out the terrain. Now, when we're talking about this terrain that they're pointing out, they're talking about the terrain on the Earth, right? Why would that not somehow translate to the terrain of your body, right?
Well, again, logic they are not using. That is a grand irony that's Vulcan Productions lacking in basic logic because, you know, they telegraphed exactly the answer to the problem, the reason that it's happening. They want you to believe it's a virus. Like George Carlin says, don't trust anything the government tells you, much less CNN. The virus is a cover story, an absolute cover story. And someone else gets it. The listener out there gets it. And we love your questions. We even love even more your comments of the day.
Hey, you guys!
Hey, I tell you what. Hey, here's an idea.
Ow.
Hey, listen up, everybody. Excuse me.
I got something to say.
All right, his comment of the day is coming from Walt. Walt, how's it going? He says, hello, Robert and Super Don. You might know my daughter, Wendy. Uh-oh, are we in trouble, Super Don? We might know Wendy.
Not guilty, I promise.
Okay, all right. Well, we're going to find out because he says, this is Dad saying, she refers to you as her radio boyfriend. But it's directed to both of us. I just don't recall that. I'll deny it. you're staying quiet, aren't you? You don't want to get in trouble at all.
I remember this. I remember the questions.
Wendy calls us the radio boyfriends. It's cute. Yeah. We like it.
All right.
Let's see. Wall continues. He says, gee, I thought flu shots were supposed to prevent the flu. Guess not so much. By the way, in that CNN article, of course, it all points to the only way we can save ourselves is through vaccination for things that don't even exist yet, right? Because they're all talking about mutant strains. So how are you going to be able to vaccinate people with a strain you don't even know exists unless you're creating it? Ooh, that's an interesting thought. Official stories alert, maybe? Also, the fact that the flu shot doesn't prevent the flu. We've covered that for years. Read the Cochrane collaboration on the flu. You'll see it. Peter Doshi points it out as well. But Wall says, hey, please check out this article from the Boston Red Sox team that's come down with the flu. The whole team, basically. Per their manager, the whole team had flu shots as required. So the team doesn't know what to do. They should talk to Tom Brady. He's in the same freaking town. Come on. It's Beantown. You Patriots don't talk to your Red Sox and vice versa? What is that? You're supposed to be a great sports town, Boston. Can't even protect your Red Sox from flu shots. Oh, I know, your pointy-headed Ivy League hats are covering your intellect. So you're not willing to share with the Boston Red Sox because you love those Patriots because of Tom Brady. I know, that's where it's going. See, I told you there'd be a weird segue somewhere in the show, and we're already in the first segment, and that's happened. Pay no attention to the man behind the microphone. So Walt says, hey, maybe gallons of colloidal silver. You think? Send them some sovereign silver. Red Sox fans, you got any? Send them a nebulizer, have them breathe in it. Walt says, I'd love to have this information spread around in light of Ty's Truth About Vaccine show starting in 3 days. That's right, it launches on the 12th. Thanks for your great work, Walt Merrill. If you want to see the Red Sox thing admitting that they had the flu shot and everybody's getting sick, go there in the show notes, robertscottbell.com, robertscottbell.com. Another astute listener, the dad of our radio girlfriend, apparently, Super Don. You're in trouble. You can't get out of this one.
I don't know what to say. I'm speechless.
I don't know what I've just said, just so you know. First segment, you're going to have to review with me on commercial break. Did I cover anything that was relevant to what we were wanting to do today?
Yes, you did. Well, listen, the CNN article, it's just trying to push this thing out that, the flu is going to kill everybody. And it's interesting because they say in there that the reason why it's going to kill everybody is because this never-seen-before pathogen is going to spread easily from person to defenseless person, and our immune systems have never been primed to launch any sort of defense.
Right. So, you get vaccinated for something that doesn't exist, and how would they know what exists before it exists unless they create it? Again, I bring that up. Also, silver, remember, the active state of silver is the ion, and it's rife with plenty in sovereign silver, and it's virostatic as well. Also, you can utilize our friends Beta 1 3D Glucan for Better Way Health, betterwayhealth.com, to modulate immunity so you'll strengthen yourself, protect yourself. And if you're really concerned, to do a coffee enema, you'll be all right in the morning.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird!
It's a plane! It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day!
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water. The molecular hydrogen we get, go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7000. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Scott Bell Show.
All right, do you want some healing? We got it going on the Robert Scott Bell Show. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, right here on GCN and our syndicated radio affiliates around the country. You know who you are. We love you. We appreciate you. Those of you listening in New England, don't be too mad at me for being hard on Boston sports fans. You guys got all the championships. You got nothing to complain about. All right, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355, Robert Scott Bell for all the show notes. And remember, go to robertswater.com. We want to learn more about the Echo Water that I have in my house once you have it in yours, too. All right, everybody's got HPV. Just get it over with, Super Don. Tell everybody they've got HPV. We all got it, right? Isn't that the latest?
Everyone has HPV.
Yes. Right, remember that? It was everyone has AIDS. That was...
Right.
Oh, my gosh. Well, listen, folks, again, it's the virus, the fear of the virus, nothing to do with the law of the terrain, nothing to do with reality when it comes to the human papillomavirus either, that even if half of all people have it, most everyone clears it. You just kind of move on through it. Your immune system takes care of it, especially women when they're trying to frighten into an HPV vaccination. Now, what's weird about this study, Super Don, you'll have to remember, for me, because my mind is not all here, I hadn't slept much over the weekend, I think we covered an article that was similar, maybe it referred to something pretty close to this, that said it was like 20%, not half. So,
well, it was last week, okay. And there was an article that came out, and I believe it was on CNN, of all places, where they were saying one in five people have, and they called it the cancer-causing HPV virus. And so we dissected it, tore it apart, and moved on.
Right.
Well, lo and behold, today I'm going through the news, and I come across an article about the HPV virus. You know, big news, big thing. It's actually been spread around in the news networks a lot over the last week. But in this case, they don't say one in five. In this case, New York Times has decided to take the exact same study that they used in the previous one in five people, except New York Times is now saying close to half of American adults.
Well, I
so
think
we went from 20%
yeah.
to almost 50% somehow with the exact same study, same data.
Well, it sells more papers to do that, but if you break down the subcategories, you know, they're wrong anyway, no matter what, if any of you look at it. I mean, they might be more right to say close to half of all Americans may be infected with HPV, okay? But then they break it down and they say 25% and 20.4% of women have what they consider certain high-risk strains. And they're claiming, without evidence, that these strains account for approximately 31,000 cases of cancer each year. And then they just say other studies have shown, but they don't link to the other studies. And then they say two vaccines are effective in preventing it. Of course, you know they're talking about Gardasil and Cervarix. And then they link to both the New York Times. Again, this is where New York Times is also fake news. And then they say we've got to get all 11 and 12-year-olds vaccinated. Completely. I mean, if you were doing investigative journalism, you would flunk because they don't do anything to look into the effects of HPV shots other than what they're told to write. Oh, it's good. It prevents cancer. No discussion of one of the leading, vaccines resulting in complaints of adverse events, even death, of the new vaccines. I've said this as well many times, and it bears repeating, that their claim that HPV causes cervical cancer is bunk. It is the worst of the worst in junk science because they took polymerase chain reaction, which is PCR, and they scraped unknown genetic material from the cervix of someone who had cervical cancer, and it showed evidence by amplifying that tissue with unknown genetic material hundreds of millions and billions of times, but amplified it to find out what was there once, maybe 20, 30 years ago. Now, if it were causing it, it would be there in spades. It would be all over the place. You'd see viruses, HPV everywhere. But the reality is just because there's a history and you overcame it doesn't mean suddenly you get cancer. And the origins of modern immunology used to acknowledge that production of an antibody was indicative that you had overcome the threat, the challenge. And in the era of AIDS, in the era of HPV, in the era of Zika, in the era of Ebola, everything's turned upside down. An antibody means you're going to die. You've been exposed, you're going to get cancer, you're going to die. It's a lie. It's an absolute lie. Yet they have the degree. Don't be killed by someone with a degree. Use the sense that God may have granted you. And as long as I still have some, I'm going to be relating it the best way I know how, right here on the radio, 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. Go to robertscatbell.com. We got some answers for you, some, well, I dare say cures, but I won't because you're not allowed to say cures. Hey, wait, I'm not selling anything. Yeah, I'll say it.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Joshua Tree, California, May 19th through the 22nd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature panels, lectures, films, workshops, and field work with leading experts, including me, Dr. Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Corey Good, Graham Hancock, Linda Moulton Howe, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and many, many more are the biggest names in ufology. Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Last year, hundreds saw several real craft up there, as we reported on Coast to Coast. Tickets to Contact in the Desert are available at contactinthedesert.com. That's contactinthedesert.com, or by calling 323-721-1743. That's 323-721-1743.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
That's the way to keep me awake, man. Thank you. Little Leonard Skinner. I'm sitting upright again, dancing and boogieing. Go to the notes, robertscottbell.com. Why? You're going to learn about the truth about vaccines and how you can sign up to watch for free. It's launching the 12th of this month. And, of course, we got Easter weekend coming up. I hope everybody's planning to have a nice time. And let's see, Total Health 17 in Toronto at the Metro Toronto Convention Center, April 21, 22, 23. Guess who's going to be there with me? Ty Bollinger, Charlene and family, Paul Barricaro. You know him from Echo Water, molecular hydrogen like no other. And we've got the Doc of Detox, Dr. Daryl Wolf, will also be there, along with George Nuri, who's going to run a panel with all of us on it, probably. I'll be speaking about all kinds of things, including vaccines and lung health. Now, one of the things I haven't focused on in a lecture for a long time, how to heal your lungs. So that's coming up in Toronto. Then following that, the best answer for cancer, new frontiers of integrative oncology, targeted metabolic, energetic, and immunological therapies, April 27, 28, 29. Also, 28th, 29th, there's a concurrent public forum Answers for Cancer Summit in San Diego. I'll be there. Dr. Rashid Batar will be there. Dr. Tony Jimenez will be there. And lest we not forget, Dr. Chris Barr. No, I said that wrong. He's not a doc. I'm just teasing him. Chris Barr is going to be with us. Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, I'm so excited. It's going to be a great reunion out there. And hopefully we'll create some new happy memories as well as we continue forward here. So with that, opioid crisis, big time, right? Is this a vaccine? Well, I've heard people posit, hey, maybe we should put a vaccine for opioid addiction, right? I'm not kidding. This stuff, people are crazy with their vaccines. But opioid overuse is, according to the New York Times, or is the Globe and Mail? Globe and Mail is saying it's created a lost generation. And it's transgenerational. It's crossed our generations from the oldest to the baby boomers to Gen X to millennials. Opioids, not only big business, but big, deadly, addictive, dangerous business. And they're saying opioid use is now the worst man-made epidemic in modern medical history. And this is an expert on workers' compensation was talking to Canadian physicians. They're probably talking about it in terms of real human cost and also the economic cost because they have to look at both. But we have a difficulty here because modern medicine and all of its trappings by coming out with new patented synthetic chemistry, right, getting approved by the Fear and Death Administration, being brought to market in a monopoly, becomes a go-to prescribed class of drugs to deal with chronic pain. But it's not only that. They say that 95% of these deaths are by people that aren't even or shouldn't even be taking them, whether they were prescribed or not. This is how mortally, this is all, I'm having problems with pronunciation, need sleep. The accumulation is so rapid that it can knock you further than heroin, quicker than heroin in some cases. And they say sometimes it's more addictive than that. But it's approved by government. So it's the industry standard. You know, we've talked about the federal government attacking Kratom, weirdly enough, threatening to pull Kratom from the market. Not addictive, helping people to get off pain meds. We've talked to people that have done that. Also, you probably are aware of another plant that's helping people to get off opioids. And this the Republicans are pretty wrong on for the most part.
Prostitute on the left hand side. Prostitute on the left hand side. It's a whole bunch.
Is that a joint, man? Hey, it looks like a quarter pounder, man.
On the left hand side.
Well, of course, the theory is conservatives want less government intrusion into your lives, unless it comes to the use of a plant that God created, known as cannabis. And you know, I don't know if it's a morality play for some folks. I realize I get that, but again, it's cognitive dissonance in terms of morality because where are you on FDA-approved pharmaceuticals and the real death, destruction, even addiction with opioids, for instance? And it's not just the opioid class. But the real dangerous drugs are the ones that are approved by the by government. And they, you know, the so-called moral folks on this issue have got it all wrong because the plant that they're attacking, cannabis, is actually helping people get off the deadliest addictive drugs that there are, these opioids. And we've had a number of studies over the course of our presentations here doing cannabis updates from time to time. And with each successive one, you're like, what are they waiting for? I mean, when is the time come where they go, wow, we were so wrong on this. Let's just lift the whole ban on a federal level right away and get us out of that. I mean, I don't think that constitutionally it's appropriate for them to ban a plant God created. But somehow they got away with it because propaganda works. You can drone people into a state of just not thinking. And I know I've been a victim of that. I've talked about this. Ty Bollinger, I've talked about our viewpoint on that plant years ago, right? And so we had to undo or outgrow the program. and they're, well, going a little bit slow for my taste, probably for many people out there. This is a study, is it a study or is it an opinion piece on the Republicans being wrong? Yeah, Cannabis Now talking about it. And I know it's not all Republicans.
It also involves a study,
yeah,
which this is out of UC San Diego, where they did a review of hospital admission data,
mm-hmm,
that was published by another journal. And in the study, they noticed that not only did opioid hospitalizations drop when legal cannabis was available, but get this, mm-hmm, ER visits for marijuana dropped too.
Yeah.
So you make it legal, and you've even got, not that I don't think, they couldn't have had that many visits in the ER for cannabis. I mean, you know, somebody was, you know, smoked a little too much and, you know, thought they were going to die maybe or something. But, you know, when you've got less visits in the ER for cannabis after it's legal, what does that tell you?
Sure. But I agree, cannabis is a gateway drug. I know that's a shock for some of you to hear that.
But, well, yeah, some 7-Elevens have a gate that you walk through to go in and buy Doritos.
No, I'm arguing that it's a gateway drug the other direction. In other words, from a hard drug, an addictive drug, to getting off of it. It's a gateway the other direction. That's what people have to realize, that they weren't wrong by calling it a gateway drug, but they were wrong in the direction it gated people, right? It didn't. You started cannabis, and suddenly now you had a craving for opioids or cocaine. That's not the way it works. The other direction is what we're finding out more and more and more. But if you really cared about people, of course you would pay attention to those studies, and you would, you know, get off your aspirin and reverse the prohibitions right now. There are a lot of people suffering needlessly, a lot of people addicted needlessly, a lot of people are dying needlessly based on prohibitions on this plant. That I emphasize, for the moral among us, God created, not man. So, if you want, by the way, in those states where it's not accessible yet, the cannabis we get is from the hemp plant. It's CBD, and it is legal in all 50 states as a supplement. And if you're new to the show, you can go to pluscbdoil.com, pluscbdoil.com, and when you get there and order some CBD, they can ship it right to your door. You enter the code RSB15, RSB. 15, you get 15% off your total order. Awesome stuff. And if you don't need to order directly, that's cool. You can go directly to a health food store, independent retailer, and support them. Or let them know they can carry CBD too. Because I want it to be impossible for the feds to back down or to rally up and say, no, we're going to ban CBD from hemp too. They'd like to, because it threatens a lot of industries. Threatens a lot of industries. The return of hemp to the United States threatens the cotton industry, the paper, pulping industry, even building materials, plastics, petrochemicals, threatens a lot of the pharmaceutical industry. Do you understand where this is coming from? It's not about the people. It's about an economic monopoly or economic monopolies, much like modern medicine is today. And y'all are clamoring for it. I have to imagine, and we know that for a fact, there are people in this audience that listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show fairly regularly, if not religiously, that believe we should have a single-payer system for the system we have, because we can't afford it. You can't afford to be on that system because of how dangerous and deadly it is. It's a monopoly. It's allopathic. It's pharmaceutical. It's pseudoscience. You want healing, you don't want the government anywhere near it. But this is, you know, this is the wrong-headed nature. Oh, it's a gateway drug into hard drugs. No, it's a gateway out of them. Remember that, folks. Tell your friends and neighbors who aren't with it yet, that don't get it yet. And I think we'll be helping some folks out here. What do you think, Super D?
Yeah, well, I hope so. I mean, it's changing over time, and we're seeing this happen. But there are people out there that, and it's interesting. I've tried to understand it, and it's almost like a moral issue for some people, mm-hmm, where it's like that is something that they've been programmed to believe over years and years that you know that it's a bad thing, that it's a moral value that they're putting on, or a lack of, on cannabis, that it's like it's a sin, you know, that you can't touch it, you can't think about it, you can't, you know, be friends with people that use it or whatever like that, when they yeah, could not be any more wrong about, sure, that. And what's ironic is that the people that will look down on somebody because they happen to use cannabis will sit there and chastise them as they're holding the beer in their hand, right? You know, or a glass of wine or something. Right. You know, it's do you really not see how hypocritical that is?
Yeah, I suppose not. I mean, hypocrites rarely see their own hypocrisy. So what do we do with that? Again, in the meantime, you know, I continue to argue, just go your own way. Do a little Fleetwood Mac on them, right? Go your own way. That means grow your food. Now, ideally, you could grow hemp, too, and eventually that'll happen again because the breakdown of society in terms of, you know, oil, peak oil or other issues, mean people are going to have to move a different direction. You're not going to be able to subsidize corn to produce alcohol through GMO corn. That's ridiculous. It's stupid. It's a waste of resources we technically don't have except for the Federal Reserve creating out of thin air. And then, of course, laying the debt on you. So grow your own food. Grow your own food. Grow your own food. Start humbly with a windowsill garden if you want. Get out there and do more. You can do better. I can do better. We can do better. And, of course, eventually that will include growing hemp. And it will be like, you know, those efforts when we talked about victory gardens, liberty gardens for America and Americans. Independence means you can feed yourself or others when they're hungry. Right now, if there's a hurricane or tornado and that area gets decimated and the trucks don't roll in and bring you more food tomorrow, it's empty. It's gone. Think about that. I know I don't like to think about it. I don't, but I think we have to, or if not for us, then our kids and grandkids, okay? All right, we're past the opioid generation, and we're going to move into Batman. I know, it's more DC Comics, but it relates to a health issue and packaged salad. We'll be right back with that story and more, and then Dr. Batar for some advanced medicine.
You're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you are one of the informed select group of people who are aware of the benefits of marine phytoplankton, then stay tuned. If you don't know about marine phytoplankton, then what you're about to hear will literally change your life forever. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, and I'm here to tell you that after 40 years of intensive research at the University of Cadiz in the south of Spain, we've discovered two strains of marine phytoplankton that are the perfect match for the human nutritional profile. When you consume this amazing superfood, it floods every vital organ in your body with a symphony of nutrition at the cellular level. We call this powerhouse product Oceans Alive, and as of today, right now, you have access to it. We are so fortunate and delighted to be able to offer this product to the world. To see the benefits of all our activation products and order Oceans Alive, go to oceansalive.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's oceansalive.com, 1-866-271-7595.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Scott Belcher.
Hope to see y'all in Toronto, April 21, 2023, with Ty Bollinger, the Doc of Detox, Paul Bertero. And I've heard rumor that Paul's going to make a special guest appearance out at the Best Answer for Cancer with me, along with my friends from Argentin 23 for Doctors, and Dr. Tony Jimenez. Dr. Rasha Bitar will be joining us up at the top of the hour with Advanced Medicine. And Christopher Barr, not a doc, Chris Barr, is going to be out there in California, San Diego, for the Best Answer for Cancer. So we've got some really cool stuff coming. We've already announced, I believe, the first weekend in October will be the Truth About Cancer Ultimate Life Symposium, Part 2. And, well, make your plans because it's going to be in Orlando. Not Dallas this year, Orlando. I put you on notice. Book out that weekend, and we'll get you more information as soon as we have it. All right, let's see. Are you hungry? I'm not hungry. I had dinner already. Did you eat before the show, or do you eat after the show, Super D?
I have a confession. I ate during the first segment.
You don't. Yeah, you know, you tell me.
I did, but I'm a professional. I can do.
Yeah, but. Let me just ask
you. You had no idea, did you? You had no idea.
No wonder why you were being so quiet. It makes all the sense in the world now. The question I have for you, was it a prepackaged salad from Walmart, even organic? I know you're a good boy, but.
No, it was not. And, yeah, I mean, I have bought the organic salads that they have at Walmart before, but that's not what I had this evening.
Okay, then. I'm glad to hear it because we have a special gourmet food update, including organic packaged salads from Walmart.
Oh, yucky, 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 oh, yucky, 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 yucky,
yucky,
oh.
Gross.
Yeah, gross. You know what? If you go get an organic salad from Walmart, they are a big seller of organics. I don't knock them for that, but apparently somebody did that. ate it, and then found out, I don't even want to say Superdon, what do they find in their bag of freshly prepared organic salad?
Well, in the great movie by Jim Carrey, Ace Ventura, it would be called Chicago.
Or
she found a bat in her salad. Yes,
right? In your salad. Finally defeated by the Joker at Walmart, put into the salad. it was a big deal. CDC's worried, or are they going to get rabies, whatever, but apparently they're okay. But they didn't know the bat was in there. Now, the thing is, will they use this against organic food? Will they use it against Walmart and mass merchandise retailers that buy the Fresh Express salads? And why is it called Fresh Express? Because it's fresh when they put it in the truck, but if they're shipping it from California to Florida, where this is where it was bought, how fresh can it be, especially if you can't recognize there's a bat in your packaged salad by the time it gets to you?
A bat in your salad. Now,
good point.
My question is, was it organic bat? Because that might not be so bad.
Organic non-GMO bat. That's what, I need more bat bell. I don't know.
I know that sounds gross to us, but believe it or not, I did a little research.
Really?
And apparently
elsewhere.
Bats, yeah. I mean, they are a food source, like in Asia. Mm-hmm. And they refer to the bat as the chicken of the cave.
The chicken of the cave.
Yes.
Oh, what's the best? Tuna? Chicken of the cave. All right. This is wild. But, yeah, it's you know, this is the thing. For them to say Fresh Express, this is the point I was making, too, last segment. I mean, if the trucks don't roll in, you don't get bat salad anymore from California, in Florida, or wherever you are, in Missouri. It doesn't matter. Then what? I get a fresh salad by going out back and pulling some leaves from my garden. That's the way fresh is. I mean, that should be false advertising. But again, there's probably no definition for the word fresh.
Yeah,
there isn't really one for natural.
But, I mean, it would be possible if we went over to your house to have a salad from your backyard. We probably wouldn't find a bat in it, but we could find a snail, right?
Oh, not so much anymore. I've snail hunted them away.
Okay.
I rarely find them anymore. Even after that big rain, there's some clinging to the house, but they know better than to be in my garden.
What's the matter? What's wrong with little escargot in your salad, right?
Yeah, but those are like escargot for little people because those are tiny snails. Those aren't the big juicy ones. So,
but they're crunchy, like croutons.
Well, if you eat the shell, I guess so. I'm not an expert,
so,
but I guess
so. What's the takeaway on this story? I guess just pay attention to your food, right?
Yeah, if you're opening up prepackaged food, don't eat it blindly. Even organic, okay?
Or otherwise, you might become blind as a bat.
I'm bat salad. All right, folks. We got another hour of broadcast dealing with Dr. Rashid Batar. If he knows what time zone he's on, he'll be with me at Best Answer for Cancer. But right now, he'll be with me on the Robert Scott Bell Show. What tricks in diagnosing autism are there that they get wrong? We've got that and a whole lot more, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, you know, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass.
with the ProPure water filter? Start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.